analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
Good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and as usual on Friday, we have with us a good friend from World Affairs Brief, Joel Skousen. Hi, good morning, Joel. How are you?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Good to be with you.
Well, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, the first subject I'm going to bring up is a philosophical legal problem relative to the constitutional language about whether or not the powers that treaties have can trump the Constitution. The language of Article 6, Clause 2 of the Constitution seems to give that impression, depending on how you read it. It says, "This Constitution and the laws of the United States shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made, or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land. And the judges in every state should be bound thereby, anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary notwithstanding." So it appears to say that a treaty shall be binding notwithstanding anything in the Constitution that stands in the way. But there's another way to read it, which is the way that this was an unfortunate problem of wordage in the Constitution. It says, anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary notwithstanding. But what they meant to say was, anything in the Constitution or laws of any state, meaning Constitution of any state or laws of any state, not anything in the U.S. Constitution or separately laws of any state. Am I making myself clear?
Yes, you are. You know, basically, this was the whole issue of the Bricker Amendment during the Eisenhower administration, was to clarify that so that basically people would understand that you cannot sign a treaty that would do away with the Constitution. That was the thing, that you could not sign, the Senate couldn't sometime at midnight sign a treaty and suddenly the Constitution wouldn't exist. And, oh boy, President Eisenhower and the Brotherhood of Darkness did everything they could to defeat the Bricker Amendment, and they defeated it by one vote. I don't know of threats, of bribery, anything, because of course they wanted to bring us under world government control. That was the Bricker Amendment. People have forgotten all of the past history, but you're absolutely right. They wanted to twist the meaning here so that they could bring us under world government control. That's always been the goal.
Well, the purpose of putting in treaties along with the Supreme Law of the Land statement was because, specifically only the federal government had the right to make treaties, and it had to be binding upon the states of the Union. And that's why they put it in the Supremacy Clause about being binding. But you notice it was saying notwithstanding anything in the Constitution or laws of the states as one unit, Constitution of the states or laws of the states. And they have been misreading that for many years as anything in the U.S. Constitution notwithstanding, but that's not what they meant by Constitution. And unfortunately, it was capitalized, which tends to give evidence that it's talking the U.S. Constitution, but that was merely an English grammar, imprecision that was the problem. But, Alex, this came up actually in the first administration of George Washington. Alexander Hamilton said, the only constitutional exception to the power of making treaties is that it shall not change the Constitution. Then James Madison said, I do not conceive that power is given to the President or the Senate to dismember the empire, alienate any great essential right. I do not think the whole legislative authority to have this power. Thomas Jefferson said, I say the same as to the opinion of those who consider the grant of treaty-making power to be boundless. If it is, then we have no Constitution. So there you have some of the Founding Fathers. But you can see that immediately some people were taking the treaty-making power to be boundless, even in Thomas Jefferson's day. So this has been a battle a long time in the making, and it shows that even though the constitutional principles were inspired and the Constitution was inspired, there were mistakes in the Constitution. There were errors, and they were imprecision, and holes in the Constitution, and things that they've taken advantage of at the time. So because we believe in the inspired nature of the Constitution is not to say that we should believe that everything is perfect in it or that nothing can be improved upon. Very much the contrary. Now, of course, I don't believe that we ought to put ourselves at risk by doing a constitutional convention to improve upon the Constitution. I know that that would run away from us, and they could change and do anything in a constitutional convention. So that's not something that I'm in favor of. We're past the point, frankly, I think, that where we can change things through a majority rule because of the role of socialism in our life and how pervasive it has become. They would outvote us every time.
I fear you're right, and so basically people tend to vote for the fellow who promises to give them the most, and I think it was de Tocqueville said, democracy will last in America only until the people find they can vote themselves into the public treasury. Unfortunately, eventually you end up running out of spending other people's money, and the whole thing collapses, and that's where we're headed.
Well, it took over 100 years to really get the Constitution changed down into the FDR administration, whereby it was all the guards against socialism were gone. And even then, it's taken years for them to whittle away and get people used to the fact because, very few Americans believe, if you present a proposition clearly to them, does the Constitution authorize the redistribution of wealth by Congress from one group to another? They say, no, it doesn't. But that's what they've interpreted, and we have many programs of government that do just that. They don't label it socialism, but that's what happens. So I think perhaps, even though, in yesterday's program we talked about the fact that I really think that conservatives who understand most of the issues are a very small minority. We have another larger minority of basically good people, and I still say it's minority, who, if given an up or down vote on what was really true, would vote the right way. But I still think we've lost the majority. I think if you walk down the streets of any major city and look at the people walking, you'd say, wow, we don't even come close to a majority of being able to control. And we have to remember that even the voting doesn't give us a true picture. Even though it's approximately 60% people who label themselves conservatives and 40% or 20% liberals and 20% independent. Actually, it's out up to about 30% independents now. And the point is that that represents only about half of America who votes. the rest.
Okay, we'll be back in just a minute with Joel Skousen right here at the American Freedom Number.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way, the only way they know how.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest is Joel Skousen. Go ahead, Joel.
Well, we're talking about the constitutional provision of allowing treaties to trump the Constitution or the appearance of that. And as I say, that's not what the founders intended. They did intend treaties to trump the constitutions and state laws. But it was not clear the way the language was written, and it's become a problem ever since. And, of course, the globalists have taken advantage of that, and they clearly are intending to limit constitutional rights to guns by passing treaties and trumping property law with passing law of the Sea Treaty and other things. Unfortunately, we have dodged those bullets so far, but eventually I think that's what they'll use to get us. And it may well be, you know, war provisions and getting us into a new world order in the next war before it's all done and said. But clearly they're going to take away gun rights after we get ourselves into martial law and a war. I can guarantee that.
I think what happened to Katrina was just a prelude to that. You know, when they had, you know, the people from Blackstone, a group, Blackwater group, you know, patrolling the streets there, professional mercenaries taking away people's guns. People need the guns to protect themselves because of the lawless nature, and they were taking away the people's weapons so they couldn't defend themselves. And they knew exactly what they were doing. They even had military units doing that, violating their oath to the Constitution. I hope that those soldiers realize, of course, what they were doing by obeying orders was violating their oath to the that they had already given to defend this Constitution and defend our nation.
Well, and that brings up one of the subjects which we are talking about in today's World Affairs Brief, the problem of these military contractors in Afghanistan. Hamid Karzai, the U.S. puppet leader in Afghanistan, has demanded that all private military contractors leave the country within 4 months. This is going to be a real problem for the administration, and I don't know whether or not Karzai is actually serious in doing this, but or whether or not he really means it. But he even mentioned, of course, that These private military contractors are accused of undermining the country's security forces. They're a source of corruption, thievery, and harassment. He also alleged that some private security firms engaged in terrorist activities. Now, those are probably all true. This is how the government both supports and attacks terrorism, using dark side intermediaries so that they aren't can't be accused directly of supporting. But that's the way that it happens. I personally think that the private military contractors are the way in which the government gets to sift out and train unprincipled thug-like individuals who will, in fact, be used to take down American liberty someday, to round up Americans, put them in concentration camps, confiscate guns, as we've talked about. A lot of people have fallen in for the disinformation about foreign troops being stationed in the United States and the borders. It's simply not true. There are not large concentrations of troops in Mexico or Canada waiting to pounce on the United States. They don't need to. They got plenty of thugs and people who have unsavory reputations that they can talk into doing these things right here within the United States. And I think that's what the extreme growth in paramilitary people and mercenaries is all about. And that's why it certainly isn't due to economies of scale that the government has gone from hiring soldiers to hiring private military contractors that pay them 10 times more than soldiers. So the money going out is tremendous. I think the whole reason for this is to justify, as they say, building up a black operations paramilitary force that will be the bane of American liberty someday.
I hear you're right, and you can just see this coming, and tragically, these are people who do not have a moral foundation. But then, why should we be surprised they could find them here? You take God and prayer and the Bible and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, and then you wonder why people act as if there were no God and they can do whatever they want to.
Well, certainly if Karzai tries to push through with this, and frankly, I think he's just he's pandering to his own constituency, making it look like he's against these paramilitary contractors. But if he really is, if he intends to remove them, he'll be overthrown by the U.S., and it would be very easy to do that. There are a lot of corruption charges against Karzai. His brother, who's one of the biggest of the opium drug and heroin drug dealers in Afghanistan. Of course, the United States CIA is deeply involved in protecting those drug lines. One of the reasons for going into Afghanistan was to take the drug pipeline away from the Soviets and turn it over to the CIA. Many other reasons, of course. There's the major oil pipeline they want to get through Afghanistan, and there's also, of course, the major impetus of creating a constant and interminable war on terror through which they can continue to justify intervention around the world. But it was just revealed this week that Mohammed Zia Salehi, the chief administration of the National Security Council in Afghanistan, appears to have been on the payroll of the CIA for many years. It's unclear what Mr. Salehi does in exchange for the money, whether providing information to the CIA or advancing American views inside the presidential palace or both. But clearly, he's considered one of the most corrupt in the cabinet of Hamid Karzai, and here he is a CIA employee. So how can the U.S. be a legitimate power broker or broker about this issue of corruption when, in fact, they're supporting one of the persons who's most corrupt? And, of course, corruption is endemic to how the CIA controls governments. They not only condone corruption, but they then have videotapes of that corruption so they can hold that over the head of people and blackmail them into submission. And I'm afraid that's what's going on in Iraq. That's what's going on in Afghanistan. Nothing has changed because of the U.S. presence there.
Agreed.
Well, in the Tea Party primaries, we had mixed results. Our biggest defeat was the renomination of Senator John McCain to the Senate in Arizona. One subscriber from Arizona put it succinctly, the voters of Arizona could have done the American people and liberty itself a great favor this year by giving Senator McCain his walking papers. Big government globalists like McCain are the albatross around the neck of freedom and constitutional government, but instead of sending him packing, they gave him another 6 years to help destroy America and get us into the New World Order. The subscriber continues saying, my own personal contempt for McCain began with his obstruction years ago of congressional hearings into missing POWs and MIAs. He has been a very successful deceiver. Even one of Arizona's best sheriffs, Paul Bobeo, endorsed him. That shows how even good people can be fooled. Bobeo, if you remember, was the sheriff out near Tucson who was complaining about the government putting up a billboard warning Americans to stay out of this county because it's not safe, instead of providing the safety that the federal government should be providing. But it just is symptomatic when someone like Paul Bobeo can get snookered by Senator McCain and all his phony promises that I've changed my position to say that I'm now in favor of protecting the border and no amnesty. He's just lying in order to get reelected, which he did. But it's symptomatic about how stupid and deceived conservatives can be about not seeing wolves in sheep's clothing. I mean, McCain made one outright lie after another trying to convince Arizonans that he's really out to finish the fence and seal the border. And time will tell that all this is a lie. McCain was actually about as good at hiding his deceptions as Senator Arlen Specter was. We mustn't forget about McCain positioning himself as the champion against torture, even during the Bush administration. He made it appear as if he was bucking the Bush administration. Yet at the last minute, he allowed a one-line exception to be placed into his anti-torture bill, stipulating that the president could override any provisions in torture if he had a terrorist suspect that he wanted to torture and it was in the national interest. Well, anybody is liable to be classed as a terrorist suspect if government says so. McCain's given ample opportunity to show his true colors. He's immoral, corrupt, conniving, a lying politician. But all seems to be forgotten when he switches sides and suddenly proclaims he's on the right side again. But as Pastor Chuck Baldwin said this week, John McCain's been a big government globalist neocon for virtually his entire career. As with many of these globalists hiding out in the Republican Party, McCain likes to talk about smaller government, but his track record is littered with the promotion of one big government program after another. But what else could we expect from a member of the Council on Foreign Relations? Well, this is the same John McCain, says Baldwin, who addressed the Hoover Institution in May 2007 and said if he were elected president, he would create a new international organization known as the League of Democracies. In advancing the League, McCain said we should go further and start bringing democratic peoples and nations from around the world in one common world organization, a worldwide League of Democracies. The new League of Democracies would form the core of an international new world order. Well, that's John McCain for you.
And yet this message didn't get out to the people there in Arizona because the media is controlled by the people who are globalists, and that's the tragedy. Until we can reach the people with radio, and that's really the best way that we have to reach them today because most of the newspapers are steadfastly on the other side.
Well, lately, however, McCain has outdone himself. He's introduced two bills in the U.S. Senate that are about as Machiavellian as they could be. Senate Bill 3081 is a bill that would authorize the federal government to detain American citizens indefinitely without trial. And Senate 3002 is a bill that would authorize the federal government to regulate vitamins, minerals, and virtually all health and natural food products. That's Senator John McCain sponsoring both of those. This man is no friend of liberty.
As he says he wants to close the border and to control illegal immigration, people have forgotten he was on the other side just six or nine months ago. How short our memories are, how few people will really remember in November. And I'd rather see a Democrat there just defeat McCain to get rid of him.
Well, and that's right, because conservatives at least wake up when a Democrat's in office and they fight hard to, alert people to the problems. They go to sleep when Republicans are in office. Well, the good news comes out of Alaska, where Joe Miller holds a narrow lead over Senator Jill Murkowski. Joe Miller's lead over Murkowski is only about 1,600 votes, with all Alaska precincts reporting. So the end result will depend on whether or not any of the you know, 10,000 or so absentee ballots come back in, and Murkowski, of course, would need to win a full 56% of those to overturn the lead that that Joe Miller has built up. She really can't end up doing a Lieberman or a Crist that is running now as an independent. That's the typical thing when you have a liberal Republican lose in a primary, they run as an independent, but the deadline passed already for her to file as an independent. She could do a write-in candidacy, but those generally have little chance of succeeding when you aren't the clear public favorite. Analysts say her wishy-washy position on abortion is what turned a lot of people against her. The ballot initiative requiring parental consent for abortion by minors passed with a large margin. In other good news, in Florida, the GOP primary for governor, billionaire conservative Rick Scott toppled veteran insider Bill McCollum, the state's attorney general, who had the support of all Republican bigwigs. Marco Rubio, the Tea Party favorite in the Senate, is in a race, three-way race now against pro-homosexual Republican Crist, now running as an independent, who and the Democrat, Mr. Meek, the Meek campaign, issued press releases that highlighted Crist previously calling himself a conservative, trying to blunt Crist's appeal among Democrats. And Marco Rubio is kind of moving a little bit to the center, as even Rand Paul had to do in order to, widen and broaden his campaign appeal. This is politics and what happens, but clearly these are this Florida race is going to be very important to watch to see how the establishment tries to keep Marco Rubio from being elected and Rick Scott from being elected.
Well, at least we've won some, and it's going to be very interesting to see. And because we just have to keep hammering away, trying to educate the American people to understand what's really going on. We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. And before we go on, Joel, would you like to tell our listeners how they could get in touch with you and perhaps get a trial copy of the World Affairs Brief?
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, the World Affairs Brief is my weekly news analysis service. There is a modest subscription price for it to support my work, and so that's why I offer people a free sample copy if they want to email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And if they forget how to do that, they can just go to worldaffairsbrief.com, and it gives a synopsis of the current brief, as well as lots of other free sites, free things on the website. One of the most important things, which I know you and your staff use, Stan, is my posting of all of the top news stories each day, the conventional news stories. We try to weed out the ones that have obvious disinformation and put in the best of the conventional. And then I analyze all of those and more in my actual World Affairs Brief to put back in the news that is never told in the establishment media. So I encourage people to go to the website and to check out the news each day and get a free sample copy of the briefs.
And let me just mention that Joel has written three books about safety in difficult times. One, Strategic Location, Strategic Relocation. One's on the safe home. And the third one is just how to build a safe room in your home. But, ladies and gentlemen, I will tell you that over in Israel today, they're frantically building shelters there for the people for chemical, biological, and nuclear war. And there's a real program in Israel to protect their people from the threat of certainly a ABC attack, as they refer to it. People here in America say it could never happen, and I'd like to suggest it can, and at least think about protecting yourself. Think about getting Joel's books. We do carry the three of them, and you can get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. He's put a lot of work and thought into these books. They will help you begin to work to protect your family, because, believe me, you're not going to have any protection from the government. So go right ahead, Joel.
Well, it's interesting, Dr. Stan, along that line that, you know, even though I retired from high-security architecture over 10 years ago, the phones have been ringing off the wall from high-end clients who suddenly are waking up that things are not well in this nation, and they want to... I've been hired by major architectural firms in the East to be the security consultant on several big high-end multi-million dollar homes, people who want safe rooms, who want EMP protection, who want alternate energy in case the grid goes down. And fortunately, I put all of those things in my The Secure Home book, the big 700-page book that you sell. And so people can get the benefit of all my experience over the years for a very modest price. In any case, the major subject of this of today's World Affairs Brief is hyperinflation, what it takes to really get there. You know, I'm not optimistic about where this country's heading, especially economically, but I get increasingly irritated, Stan, by conservative pundits claiming that hyperinflation is imminent just around the corner. It's not, and I can prove it. Simply put, we don't have the automatic direct injection financial structures in place for government to get those ever-increasing quantities of money directly into the hands of consumers, as they did during the Weimar Republic in Germany. You know, you can have general inflation that we've had for many, many years on the order of 8 to 10% by steadily increasing the money supply and letting it leak out into the economy through banks and through lending and loans and other things, and that takes time. You don't get hyperinflation that way. People don't understand that. It doesn't mean that it can't happen, but we do have to understand the process that has to come about in order to be able to get hyperinflation, and that is, I mean, we look at the Weimar Republic example, and we take an exponential increase of money in simply 2 years. Now, that's hyperinflation. We're not talking about 10% over the next 20 or 30 years. Even 20% wouldn't be hyperinflation. And it's very important to understand what hyperinflation is. It is basically where panic buying takes in. The people are so afraid that they're going to, if they sit on the money for any, even a week, that the money is going to be lost in value, and they're desperate to get out and buy something. That's when hyperinflation takes over. It has to be at least over. I mean, the psychology of getting rid of your money can start as early as 20%, though it's not panic. It doesn't happen until you get 50 to 100% inflation each year that people get into panic buying. And, of course, what happened in the Weimar Republic when in the last year, I mean, literally it was changing hourly, not daily, not weekly, not monthly, but hourly. The exchange rate went up a trillion times. You had a trillion marks to $1, and that was after only 4 years when the inflation process started. So we haven't got anything near that. And in addition, there's the concept of you've got to start with a you got a problem with the U.S. dollar of a huge monetary base of dollars. We have to remember that the U.S. has been exporting its inflation for years. Ever since we put the dollar on the gold standard, which got everyone to desire the dollar internationally as a financial currency, because it was redeemable in gold, and that's, by the way, the only gold backing that matters. Doesn't matter how much gold anyone pretends to have in the central banks, and they won't let us audit the United States gold, so we're really doubtful whether or not the gold is there, or they don't want us to at least know where it's gone. I think they've given it to the Fed. But in any case, it doesn't make any difference what's in central banks, because they don't intend you and I to have that. The only thing that matters is gold redeemability of a currency, and then you've got to check on inflation. And we had that based upon the Bretton Woods Agreement, and we lost it in 1976 when Nixon took us off the gold standard. And since then, of course, inflation has run up tremendously. But even with the $3 trillion inflation that was given to us during the bailout, I mean, that was at least the public amount that was bailed out. There's probably many more trillions that were given out in secret credits to other insider banks inside the country and out. But that was only, even the $3 trillion was only 1.5% of the outstanding dollars that are existing, that have been monetized. There's an additional 500 to 1,000 trillion, these are big numbers, Stan, but is it at least that much, that has never been monetized, that are running around in dollar contracts for gold and for silver and for derivatives and for every other kinds of hedge fund contract that are made, that are never monetized. They're never cashed in. They're rolled over. But the amount of dollars floating around in electronic or monetized form probably exceeds 1,000 trillion. And so you can see that you cannot inflate away that quantity of currency very rapidly, you know, without flooding the world with dollars. And the public is much more aware. Inflation is tracked much more. So it's very difficult to get to hyperinflation under these particular circumstances. Now, one of the things that...
Right ahead.
And I can give you a typical example of what people have been writing about. But, you know, we hear almost this every day. I almost run into people just saying hyperinflation is coming. We'll talk about this on the other side.
We'll be back in just a moment for the last session with Joel Skousen.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction. For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning is Joel Skousen, and Joel has been talking about inflation. And Joel, I think we have to clarify inflation and hyperinflation. Certainly, a lot of countries, like even Brazil, will have a 12% inflation rate, which means, of course, in about eight years or so, you've pretty well lost half the value of your money. But certainly, there's a lot of difference between inflation and hyperinflation. If we ever get hyperinflation in this country, it'll mean the banks are going to start opening up and really lending again. The Federal Reserve is holding $1 trillion simply in reserves. If those were ever put out, and certainly they would start multiplying that with a fractional reserve system to, $10 trillion or $20 trillion, and start lending that out, then the people would have the money, and we'd see a rapid destruction of the value of our currency. But I think you're correct. Hyperinflation, though, is different than inflation.
That's right. And a lot of people are trying to redefine hyperinflation to justify saying that it could happen. I quote in this week's brief one Gonzalo Lira, expatriate down in Chile, economist, and actually is a novelist who's taken up economics and has written that hyperinflation is simply loss of faith in the currency, where everybody wants to dump the currency. But that isn't true. That happens even when a currency starts to drop even 2 or 3%, like the dollar, and people start to trade it in for euros and it just hits the foreign exchange market, but that hardly leads to hyperinflation. Hyperinflation, where is it, in fact, that you have to have, it's where the inflation goes exponential, in the sense that it starts doubling and tripling within a very, very short time, and the value of your dollar starts going a half, and the next month it's worth half as much again, and the next month that is worth half. I mean, that's hyperinflation. And it cannot happen through the existing monetary structures. Money cannot get into circulation that quickly unless you have a way to directly inject money into the spending pockets of people on a daily basis. I want to emphasize that. You've got to have ways of injecting money into people's pockets on a very rapid basis. Now, let's look at what happened in the Weimar Republic. First of all, you had the reparations payments that were horrendous on Germany, and Germany was told by the financiers and on Wall Street that, well, you can start to inflate your way out of that debt. And then the European powers decided that they, to avoid the devaluation of the mark, they wanted the payment in gold, which means that would ensure that the reparations payments would stay stable in value, and Germany could not inflate their way away from these reparations. So this was really harmful to Germany to have to come up with gold. But in any case, when it missed its first payment in, what is it, 1922, for reparations, then France moved in militarily and took possession of the Ruhr, which is the major industrial sector of Germany where they produce most of the coal and steel. And they were taking coal and steel in exchange for the money that was owed. In other words, they wanted commodities, not German marks. Well, the German workers then went on strike, and in order to keep the strike going, the German government began to pay all of those workers kind of a resistance payment, which was in essence equal to their salary. And so they were paid directly from the German government. The Reparations Committee of the Allies also required that Germany start to pay compensation to all the war victims and their families. So anybody in World War One that was victimized had to get reparations payments from. So Germany began the direct payer directly to people, you know, that ended up being over half of the German population. That was inflationary. You see how the structure starts to be created whereby the government can inject money directly into the pockets of people. And that's when prices started to really rise. Then in addition, all of the private workers and the people started to demand salary increases to keep pace. And they were in a deflationary period at that time whereby the private industries were going down and business was going down and it was getting very difficult to make a living in Germany. And so all of a sudden the people on the receiving end of government direct payments were having their salaries increased. And the rest couldn't keep pace. They demanded salary increases, and so businesses, in order to recoup for, you know, begin to raise their prices, and this cycle started of raising prices. It started modestly, and then it gained increasing momentum as prices rose in one sector. People demanded price increases in another, and then that retaliated in another sector, and pretty soon, prices were rising weekly, and then they were rising daily, and then you had that panic buying set in. That panic buying is the thing that's characteristic of hyperinflation. We don't have that. We suffer through regular inflation. We don't have panic buying, saying, I've got to unload these dollars because they're not going to be worth anything the next day. Hasn't happened. We don't have the mechanism to happen. What we have in the United States is stimulus checks that come from the government. We've done that twice now. And it was inflationary. We had the highest inflation rate in the United States approaching 8 to 10% in July of 2008. That was 3 months after they started sending out the stimulus checks. So my point is proven. If you directly inject money into the pockets of the American consumer, they go out and spend it, you're going to have inflation starting up. But it's not on a permanent basis. You have to go through Congress. They have to see how things are going to work. If it affected, they saw that it was inflationary. They said, we can't keep doing this. There was some sense of responsibility. Germany could have stopped the hyperinflation at any time by stopping printing money. At one time, they had thousands of printing presses out there printing, and they were running 24 hours a day. Businesses, such as the big employers like Krupp and Tyson and other things, were actually taking dump trucks to the bank and loading up with trucks. And they didn't even have time to account for and count out the money. People were so panic-stricken to get money, they were just throwing wads, bundles of cash out to the people. They'd take whatever they could get, run to the store to buy something, because if you took time to account, they would have lost the value of the money, so they decided to take what they could and go out and buy. I mean, that's what happened at the height of the panic. You talk about people taking wheelbarrows, of cash to the store to buy things, and how, the paper value of the money was more than the actual what the money could buy. But you see, none of that could happen.
Some people talk about the wheelbarrow was worth more than the money. So
that's right. They dump the money out and steal the wheelbarrow.
God bless. Talk to you next week, Joel. Thanks so much.
All right.
Bye bye.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoy our weekly conversations with Joel. He's always very provocative, and I think he helps to clarify the issues. And, of course, we must never confuse inflation with hyperinflation. We have to understand that certainly treaties were never meant to override our Constitution, but there are people who want a dictatorship, a world dictatorship. That's what the Brotherhood of Darkness is all about. To bring about a one-world government. And, of course, behind that, the spiritual forces, because, of course, we know that when that one-world government is established, why, the Antichrist will be the ruler. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're involved in the spiritual battle. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand what's really going on. Either that or get the DVD. Then, of course, you need to watch the DVD we have on, certainly on the Trilateral Commission, Constance Cumby's excellent DVD on the emergence, in other words, the coming of this new world leader. And she's talked to the people who are promoting him. So she gives a very good presentation, the emergence. We have a four-tape set with Constance on the Aquarian conspiracy. What is it? It is the worldwide occult conspiracy with literally millions of members. Some of the most prominent people on television today are part and parcel of that, pushing this alternative spirituality. We have a DVD, a talk I gave on The Secret, because there really is a secret. There is a force you can tap into, but we warn you, don't even consider it. We actually have, of course, that wonderful DVD. It's 3 hours or 4 hours or 10 hours. They sold their souls for rock and roll. They sold their souls for rock and roll. I promise if you watch it, you'll never look at the world with the same eyes again. You'll understand why so many of our musicians have this great notoriety, and the Beatles and so many of the rock groups and the hard metal groups. But, of course, how many of them die at a very young age to fulfill their commitment. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are involved in a spiritual battle. Unless you understand that, nothing makes sense. Remember our number, it's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We do hope many of you will be coming to our October 17th conference. It's, it's less than 2 months now. We're bringing in great speakers from across the world and across the country anyway. And last year we had them from across the world, but this year they're just all domestic. But great speakers, and October 17th, you'll need reservations. It's all day. If you need hotel rooms, we still have a few rooms. They'll be open, available, probably for another 3 weeks or so. They cut off the getting them after a month ahead of time. So if you'd like to come to our all-day conference, October 17th, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. Please go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. You can watch our DVDs free. You can certainly read our newsletters free. You can pull down our radio programs there on the Internet. We want you to get involved. We want you to get informed. You have to inform others. And believe me, a lot of people don't want to listen, but as things get worse, and they are going to get worse, and the economy is going to continue to contract, and we are going to war in the Middle East. I don't know when. Obviously, they've delayed it. I think that they certainly didn't want to upset things too much for the November elections, and we attacked Iran as was planned. Why, of course, it would have driven up the price of oil, it would have driven up the price of trucking and of jet fuel and of plastics, and not only that, the gasoline would go up. And they didn't want to disturb things before the November election. After that, well, it's anybody's guess. Pray for America, pray for revival, and pray for this radio station. They're doing a great job, but please pray for vision protection. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come.